We've 35 knots coming hard from northeast, and the docks that we're making for offer no peace. But the company's fine, and the stories don't cease on the 40-foot Nicholson journey. We've our music and books and our stories to tell. The roll and the pitch of the ship gives us hell, but our spirits, they're high, and our course sounding well on the 40-foot Nicholson journey. On the 40-foot Nicholson journey. We've been waiting 3 days in the town of Cape May, watching Coast Guard and watermen working away. And it looks like by evening we'll be back underway, up the coast into Newport on journey. And the rescue begins off the Pamela Ann. Her captain's in trouble off the summer beach sand, 2 miles out as they try to make desperate for land. And on 16 the Coast Guard's responding with 40 plus cutters full of men made of stone. A helo and pumps to their sea so well known, that 32 steel hull was wet to the bone on a bright windy day on the journey. And the news on our radio crackled to land. Today, 2 more souls, they're kept off bottom sand. And the wet and bewildered can once again stand in the doors of their homes and their memories. And the prayers of their women, they're answered again. So off they will go out of sight of the land, where from father to son the tradition will stand. As out of the sea these men take what they can, and there's some of it guts and there's some of it glory. And the Coast Guard's as tough as the sea when it's stormy. And back home in Newport is another grand story from the 40-foot Nicholson journey. From the 40-foot Nicholson journey.